In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today in the Orthodox Church is Forgiveness Sunday. Today we stand on the edge, the precipice of Great Lent. It's finally here. We've been talking about it for about 2 months now, and those 2 months feel like they just went by in a heartbeat. They always do. We're at the doorway of the Great and Holy Fast. For some of us, that doesn't come as a surprise, right? But for some of us, we might be saying, wait, I thought we might have had another week left, or maybe a month. We don't. It starts tomorrow. This is it. So much could be said about Forgiveness Sunday. We remember, along with Forgiveness Sunday, the expulsion of Adam from paradise, an expulsion that occurred because of disobedience and gluttony. Yes, gluttony. Adam and Eve couldn't resist the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They could not fast from it. And we remember this especially in the hymns during Orthros, right? We also hear about the proper etiquette and posture that we should have towards fasting, which, if we've been paying attention through the Triodion period, we've been hearing about this for the past 3 weeks, right? And all of this is connected. The expulsion from paradise, fasting, forgiveness of sins, it's all connected. Adam failed at the first fast, and for the most part, we all do. We all have free will, and most of the time we fail in properly exercising it. The tree in the garden was just as much about free will as it was about obedience, right? You see, God didn't want robots. He didn't want spiritual robots who would just worship him by being forced to worship him, right? That's not what worship is, and that's not what God does. That's what tyrants do. And God is not a tyrant. He wanted Adam and Eve to come to know goodness, truth, his own self, freely and without compulsion. That's why we don't, forcibly baptize people. Even our own children, at some point, have to freely choose to follow God or not. And so, in Adam and Eve eating from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, mankind initially said no to this relationship, right? No to walking with God in the garden. No to our calling as a king among creation. And yes to disobedience and sin and death. We might think, this is unfair. We didn't really, have our say in the matter, right? But just think about how many times since our own baptism, since our own chrismations, that we've said no to God. And then we'll maybe understand the condition we're in today a little bit better. And so in God's mercy with Adam, death was made. God did not want evil to go on forever. We were and are meant to live forever in Christ, but evil is not. And so death is the finality of evil in our own lives. It is in a way the walls of paradise. Evil will not reign in God's kingdom because God is goodness and love itself. So evil is utterly burned up and consumed in his presence. So this world is given to us as a laboratory or an arena of sorts where we can freely choose to search and yearn and find and cling on to God. We aren't going to do it perfectly, but we are called to begin doing it. And Lent is another opportunity to once again gain our freedom in Christ through two main means, there's others as well, but really today it's fasting and forgiveness. Now, this first condition makes some sense, given especially what I've just said about the expulsion from paradise. But what about forgiveness? Where does forgiveness fit into all this? Well, forgiveness is the key that once again unlocks paradise. Forgiveness is the very first thing that we heard in today's gospel reading. Christ telling his disciples, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. It's really that simple. Orthodox theology can be very complicated, can be very involved, but much of what leads us ultimately to salvation is very simple to understand. St. Theophan the Recluse, in writing on Forgiveness Sunday, states that if we all use Forgiveness Sunday as it was supposed to be used, as a day of reconciliation and forgiveness, then this day would make Christian societies into heavenly societies, he said. And he also said that the earth would merge with heaven. And this is the image that Forgiveness Vespers gives to us, forgiving and being forgiven by everybody in the church. It's a little image into what can await us in the heavenly kingdom. So as we begin to fast, as we enter into the Lenten desert, journeying to the empty tomb, let us have our priorities straight. Planning our grocery lists and what Lenten services we're going to attend is important, but more important is the proper disposition of our hearts when we do these things. Forgiveness, like fasting, can soften our hearts. It can make us thankful, more reliant on God and others, and focus less on ourselves. So this is my prayer for all of us as we enter Lent. May God give us the strength to fast, but what's more, may He also give us the strength to forgive and understand that we can be forgiven. And when we can understand and live in this way, forgiving and being forgiven, especially in God's presence in the church, then, as St. Theophan the Recluse says, the earth can merge with heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.